The Ocean Film Festival World Tour will be showing at the Capri Theatre this weekend, screening a series of short films that document the diversity and wonder of the ocean environment. The films draw on skillful cinematography and insightful interviews to inspire an appreciation for the beauty of the ocean and promote ocean conservation through education. The Ocean Film Festival is brought to us by Adventure Reels, a promoter of adventure-based film festivals in Australia and the Pacific. Jemima Robertson, the director of Adventure Reels, and she joins us now. Welcome, Jemima.
Good morning, Zoe.
How would you describe Adventure Reels?
We bring films that wouldn't normally get onto the big screen, you know, and so that's what's great about it is we get films that are made by independent filmmakers, they're short films, so they wouldn't normally get a big release, and we curate a program that is specific to people's interests. So this one that we're showing this weekend is all about people who love the ocean, but we do film festivals about people who love the mountains, so anything to do with mountains like skiing or the environment or climbing or rock, you know, all of those things, mountain biking. And then we do another one we launched last year, which we are really proud about as well, is about showcasing women in the outdoors and adventure sports. So, yeah, it's really great to be able to marry people's interests with all these amazing films that are being made out there as well.
And so, yeah, again, really excitingly, you've got the Ocean Film Festival this Saturday. Can you tell us a bit about some of the films that you're presenting?
Yeah, for sure. This year is a collection of 9 films, so that's now down to 300 that were entered into the competition. And from that, we've curated a program that kind of takes you on a journey all over the world, above and below the surface, and you meet a bunch of people who have a great connection to the ocean, both different ways and different sports. So great thing about this year's tour as well is that there are so many Australian films in the program. So we get to go freediving with an Australian freediving champion. We get to go big wave surfing. What else do we do? We go under the surface. And, you know, a lot of people have this idea that it's beautiful and the ocean is really serene and calming. But as a marine creature, it is really fierce down there, you know. And so we've got some films that sort of flip that and show what it's like to be a marine creature, which is really interesting. We see some really beautiful, pristine parts of the world, like there's go to visit this reef in Western Australia, which is amazing, right through to spending 141 days in a rowboat crossing the southern Atlantic. So it's really diverse.
And there's a real emphasis on respect for the ocean. How do you hope to inform audiences as well as entertain?
Yeah, look, we really are going down that Jacques Cousteau path. Is that our idea is to inspire people to love the ocean, and, you know, people naturally want to protect what they love. So we're really fostering that love for the ocean and showcasing, you know, that beautiful place it is. It's a place that all this marine life depends on to survive, and that, you know, we as people, we've got the power to change that. You know, I think there's a lot of bad news about the ocean out there, but it's not a lost cause. Like, we can turn that around really quickly. And we have one great film in the program about the volunteers of the Cairns Turtle Rehab. And I think that really is a highlight for me because it showcases that, you know, one person can really make a tangible difference, you know, and it's really stunning to see that on the big screen. So we hope that people walk away from the film festival absolutely in love with the ocean and dedicated to preserving it and doing, you know, everything that they can to have a good, positive impact on our oceans.
Now, you mentioned before that there's a high representation of Australian films and filmmakers,
yep,
in this year's festival. Do you think Australians, you know, growing up in a beach culture and the like, do we have a unique sort of relationship with the ocean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think because Australia is such a big country and every part of the country is quite different in how people react or interact with the ocean. So, you know, I grew up in North Queensland, and so for me it's all about the reef and diving and freediving and coral. But people, you know, who grew up on the Gold Coast, for example, it's about big wave surfing, and people in Broome and Perth, it's like they all have different connections to the ocean. And that is what's so great is, you know, we have this room full of people at the Capri, and everyone loves the ocean, but for a different reason. They might be an ocean swimmer, or they could be a fisher person, or they could be a spear fisherman or a surfer, and they have that one common element of just that love and passion for what the ocean brings into their lives. And, you know, as Australians, I think it's something like 70% of us live within 50 kilometres of the ocean. So, you know, it does have a big impact on people's lives, which is amazing.
And you've partnered with a conservation organisation for the festival. So is there a hope that with this festival there's a tangible impact for the future of the ocean?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really important to us, is that, you know, we want to show this, but we want people to then instantly, like as soon as they walk out of the cinema, be able to do something about it. And it can be as small as signing a petition or saying no to straws, or, you know, donating their time, being involved. So this year in Adelaide, we are partnering with Project Aware, and they do amazing work preserving the ocean environment. So people might want to volunteer their time and go on some dives to clean up debris, or they might want to donate money. What we want to do is just show people that there are so many different ways that you can have a positive impact. You can find the way that works for you and do that. And the results of that really are amazing and astounding.
We're speaking with Jemima Robinson, who is the director of Adventure Reels, a promoter of adventure-based films. And we're speaking to her about the Ocean Film Festival World Tour. Now, the festival has been shown in other states already, Jemima, but how have audiences reacted so far?
Yeah, it's always a great ride. You know, you spend months putting it together, and that first screening, sitting in there and feeling the audience's response and the laughter and the clapping, you know, that really is the best part of the job, 100%. So, yeah, we're about halfway through, and we've had some really great responses. And I think the overwhelming feedback from this year is how diverse the program is. So there's lots of different aspects of the ocean that we show, also lots of different viewpoints, and lots of different skills and ways the films are presented. You know, it's not just documentary after documentary. There's some really clever filmmakers out there that are doing some really incredible stuff. So, yeah, it's been really positive, and you'll be pleased to know that one of our favourite films from the audience so far is a film that's been made by an Adelaide original filmmaker, Tim Bernard, and he's a big wave surf filmmaker, and that has definitely been one of the crowd favourites so far, for sure.
Well, if that's not enough reason to get down to the Capri this Saturday, I don't know what is. And as you said, there's a diverse nature of films that you're presenting, and I think the ocean can be quite underestimated in its capacity. I think when people learn more and more, they're often shocked. Was there anything that you were presented with in the film festival that you were quite astounded or amazed by?
The film that I was talking about before, the short film that shows you what it's like from the marine creatures' perspective, like that, it's a 2-minute film, but it just blows my mind because everything is everything. And I didn't realize that a cuttlefish could actually catch a shark, you know, like it can. I didn't even eat it, but you see it in there, and it just sort of flipped, changed my perspective, you know, in a way. It's just like, you know that's happening down there, but as a marine creature, you have to be on your guard all the time, you know? And just, I think they've just done such a clever job of packing that all into 2 minutes. Just what amazing marine life we have in Australia, for a start, and how it's all interacting down there, you know, when you're kind of not around. Like, that one is a real standout for me, definitely.
Well, Jemima, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No, nice to talk to you guys. Thank you.